Okay, in this demo, I just want to give you a quick look at another recording mode that's been introduced. Okay, so before we've got Alt and R to toggle record, or we could do it through tabbing or whatever. So that's what we've had up to now. The problem with that is that sometimes it was not always possible to know which ones we've got armed and not armed, and there wasn't a global unarm and stuff like that. So in this release, this changes all that. So I want to give you an example. I've just got three empty tracks, but this allows me to demonstrate this to you.
2T, 3T, 2T,
Okay.
1T, 1.
So I'm on track one, and I'm just going to use the usual keystroke Alt and R.
Record ready on.
And it's on. Okay, I'm going to go to track 2.
2T, 2. Record ready on.
And that's on.
3T. Record ready on.
Okay, so we've got all three tracks armed because I've got them assigned to different outputs, or inputs, I should say. Okay, so track 3 is
Record ready on.
track
2T.
2
Record ready on. 1T,
and
1.
track 1.
Record ready on.
So how would we know which one's armed, or unarmed and stuff like that? So one thing that I've introduced here is we've got Alt Windows S for unsolo and Alt Windows M for unmute everything. Now we've got Alt Windows and R
Unarmed all tracks.
to unarm everything as well. So now on track one,
Record ready off. 2T.
two,
Record ready off.
and track
3T.
three.
Record ready off.
Okay.
1T.
So that's a useful keystroke for us to know, to make sure that we've unarmed all tracks. But what we've also got here is a Samplitude built-in function that I've assigned to a keystroke, and it's called Record Exclusive. And what that does is it only arms the track you're on. It's not a toggle. So to demonstrate that, I'm just going to arm all these three tracks again. So
Record ready 2T. Record ready on.
on
3T.
track three.
Record ready on.
So we've got track three,
Record ready on.
track
2T.
two,
Record ready on. 1T. Record ready on.
and track one. Okay, so what we're going to do now is press the keystroke Control Alt and R on track one.
Record ready exclusive on.
And what that does, it does one action natively, and that just basically means it arms the track you're on. Even though it was already on record, it doesn't really matter. So if we do,
Record ready on.
it says we're on. But if we go to the other two tracks that were previously on,
2T. Record ready off.
that's off now,
3T. Record ready off.
and three is off. So what it does, so if I go to track two, let me just do that.
2T.
I'm on
2.
two. It's currently,
Record ready off.
if I press Control Alt and R,
Record ready exclusive on. Record ready on.
it's on. And let's go to track one, which was previously
1T.
on
1.
record,
Record ready off.
and that's gone off. So this is a really useful feature to know that when you arm a track, you are only arming that track. So that would be a good, peace of mind kind of thing if you're in a situation where you're dealing with clients and stuff like that. And like I say, we've also got the Alt Windows R,
Unarmed all tracks.
and now track two
Record ready off.
is off. Okay, so that was just a quick explanation of how Record Exclusive is. It's different to Alt and R. You can toggle with Alt and R. With Record Exclusive, it will just turn on the track you're on. If you wanted to, let's just finish
One
off.
T, one.
We're on one, let's arm it.
Record ready exclusive on.
So we've done it. If we wanted to turn it off, we just use the same keystroke Alt and R,
Record ready off. Record ready off.
and it will unarm it. But by default, it will only arm the track, it won't toggle the state of it.